Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list. The horse down in Tampa, KD8ZXR, stand by KC8STL. Good evening again, horse.
This is KD8ZXR, horse down in Tampa. Well, I finally managed to renew my license this week. The FCC license, it just kept kicking me out, wouldn't take my passwords. After about 20 tries, I finally got that all settled in. Other than that, not much else going on. You guys up there, stay warm and stay safe. And we'll see you guys in the spring. KD8 is ZXR, back to net control.
All right, Horst, you are not alone in trying to renew your license through that system. I have known a lot of guys and gals that have had that same problem. I know Mike MMH and I and Tom and that, we had to help Mike Linton, N8XPS, get his. He had tried, couldn't get through, and we spent better of 2 hours, Mike did, trying to get him through and get it done. I guess got lucky. I got through, had everything prepared at least that I thought. I got through and got the license renewed. I got to the portion where you needed to pay, and it changed from the FCC to the Treasury Department side of it, and that's where the kind of the broken thing is there. I did manage to finally, I couldn't find it, where to pay. It took you to the web page, and it's kind of like, where do I pay? And I kind of gave up on that day. I worked for quite some time. I came back the next day, and all of a sudden there's a button there. Now there's a button on the screen that basically says, you know, click here, pay here, something that wasn't readily apparent like the day before. So clicked on that, paid my money, got through. So it was a little bit of a chore, but there's been lots of stories like yours that has taken multiple times, multiple tries. Passwords wouldn't take the FRN number, all sorts of things. So, again, government agencies where the FCC system doesn't talk to the Treasury Department system to take the money, and the integration is definitely not good. So you're not alone there. All right, Rob, you're up next on the 73 round, KC8STL, and then we're down to WADW. Go right ahead, Rob.
Hey, very good. KC8YZF in the group. You'll surely answer just what you want. Yeah, like I said, they had a good day today. There was my friend Jason. That went all good. And I appreciate the kind words about my experience. I'm no expert. Mr. WADW knows more than I'll ever know, but tell you one thing, I like Mr. Dave very much. Anyway, so let me see here. I got appointments this week to go to the doctor. My missus is finally going to have her surgery done on Wednesday, and I'm hoping that all goes with her well. Just to let everybody know there, you know, that I hope that you folks would think of her if you would, please. I'd appreciate that. So I'll let you know next week how it went. So, but yeah, that's what's going on Wednesday. So yeah, busy week for the doctors and this, that, and the other. Will it ever end? Probably not, Ron. Well, I'm glad you got your Christmas lights put up and got your equipment put away. Yeah, those batteries. Yeah, my missus' car, the batteries in the inner fender well. Who in the heck would put a battery up in a fender well? You gotta take it into a garage. Shamrock did it. You gotta pull the tire off it, the mud shield, and the fender, and that's where that battery is. And to jump it, because we had a jump it one day, there's a little terminal underneath the hood, to jump post. Yeah, I tried to put jumper cables on that. That was quite the thing. Well, my neighbor come over with his big truck, and we got it started. And oh, well, but I've been starting the car almost every day here just to make sure the stupid thing starts. But it's another story. So let me see here. Yeah, like I said, I had a good Thanksgiving here. We didn't go anywhere, but like I told you on the rag shoot that the other day, we just stayed at home. So, all right, Ron, 73, you take care. We'll catch you down in Logan. You guys are a really good bunch of fellas out here, and ladies. I'm just aware of that. Yeah, every time I look at my swan, I have a smile. Like, yep, my $10 swan. I love that radio. So, all right, Ron, so have a good week, and we'll catch you down the log. KC8, wifey up. KC8, let's go. 7-3, Ron.
All right, Rob, thanks for checking in. And like I said, yeah, the batteries on things, this battery on the car was 5 years old last month. And this is, the car is 14 years old, so that's my third battery. I had the original. I replaced it 5 years ago, and now I've got to replace it again. So I guess, three batteries in 14 years isn't too bad, but it depends. You talk about location. My brother had a Chevy Lumina. He needed to replace the battery. He looked all over the car. And finally, he had to take it in the shop. He said, a battery is something that basically anybody should be able to do. He couldn't find it. It was in the fender well underneath the windshield washer tank. So you had to remove some body parts off the vehicle, remove the windshield wiper tank, and underneath that tank down in the fender well was the battery. Good place for a battery when you have liquid above it. So he had to pay to have it done because he said they had to, basically disassemble part of the car to get to it. We had a Pontiac, my wife had a Pontiac Bonneville, where the battery was underneath the back seat. Well, the nice thing about that battery was in pristine condition. That lasted 10 years because it was in environmentally controlled. It was cool in the summer and warm in the winter, so it was in the perfect place for that. The only problem, though, they had a problem that, and at some point they made some modifications. There were several cars that caught on fire because people would sit in the back seat, and the spring of the back seat made contact with the battery terminals underneath there and set the seat on fire. So I had checked mine, and there was provisions to stop that. Let me break. One of our past presidents, Keith DeLong, had a Bonneville as well, and that happened to him. He put some really heavy things in his back seat, and it shorted the battery, and he was in the car when he started smelling smoke and realized what was going on, stopped the car, and it had burnt the foam rubber underneath the seat. It didn't have the additional material or items on there to prevent that was happening. So some weird places they put those batteries to get to those. All right, next up on the list, WADW, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rod. KC8YVF, WADW. Not a whole lot more. We're just trying to stay warm. Looks like this weekend could maybe get into the 40s, so that sounds good. But I got most of my stuff done outside, so I do still have a few more things to get done and put away, so I'll be doing that. We went in the trailer today. I had to take the cover zips open on one side. I got in there and had to do a couple things and look for a couple things that I was missing. So we did that today and got that button back up. But anyway, that's all I got. The 73s, have a good one, and thanks for doing it there, Rod. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, yeah, that's what I did Sunday, too. I got my pop-up parked out at a storage lot off on Lawndale, across from Lawndale Estates out there where Mike has his camper as well. And I throw a heavy tarp over it and bungee it down, and I said, well, I'm going to go out and check it. I put it out there a couple of weeks ago, and I'm glad I did. One of the bungee cords had come loose, and one of the corners of the tarp had come up. The wind had got underneath it and lifted it up, so got the cover back down, redid the bungee cord, so hopefully it stays there. So once a month or so, I'll go out there and check it to make sure everything's secure and that everything's good. But, yeah, I wish it was inside. Last year we had it in an inside storage, but they doubled the price from last year to this year, so it just didn't make any sense at that point. I wasn't paying that amount to put it in one of the inside storage lots. So, All right, Miss Minnie, KD8PAZ and standby and 8KPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and Rob, I hope your wife's surgery goes very well. So, anyway, not much more. I hope to see some of you on Saturday. So, as you know, I won't be there Friday night, but I hope to be making out there Saturday. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny, we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you on Saturday. We were out to Chestine on Friday out that area. We went out to the Chestine craft show out at the middle school and the high school. Did that in the morning, and we went downtown to the Mexican restaurant there in Chestine for our mid-afternoon, early dinner. Usually we stay for the candle walk that they do in the Christmas parade. They do golf carts and four-wheelers parade through town. But it was so bitterly cold on Friday. The wind and the temperature, wife and I decided we really didn't need to stay out there for that long and get chilled to that point. We did it last year, and I think we both kind of got sick afterwards. So we decided not to do that, and even my daughter and the grandkids decided not to go back because how cold it was. So, yep, it was a good time, though. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR and standby NADUI. Good evening again, Bob.
Yes, sir, Ron. Yeah, not much else going on around here. I wish I would have been here. I think in Chestnut this weekend, maybe, they're having a drone show with the Christmas lights. But, I know last weekend was Frank Booth did theirs, and they had a drone show. I was in St. Louis, so I didn't get to see it. But I think I would have went downtown just to watch it. I always thought them were really cool. I've seen them in other places, but, you know, I mean, just on TV, not in actual life. But that's kind of cool, the way they can program them things to do what they want to do. And speaking of drones, I normally this time of year, I'll get the ladder out and crawl up and inspect my eaves, make sure the downspouts are clear and, you know, how many leaves are in there, blow them out, whatever. And I inspected them with my drone, which was kind of cool. Went down around the whole house and looked at all the eave troughs. And, I got a couple spots I got to clean out. So I know where they're at now, and I won't have to keep moving the ladder around to figure out where it's at. So that's that. Thanks for doing that, Ron. Everybody have a great week. And I'll turn it back to net control. 73 is everyone. Back to net, NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, I've got a drone as well, but I haven't used it for that. I still get up on the roof. I take the leaf blower up there, and I walk around. I know the trouble spots where they usually are on both the front and back side of my garage. And in across the front of the house at the one end is where the leaves normally accumulate. Why the other areas doesn't, I don't know, but that's where they do. So I got up there a couple times for about 2 weeks there. Every time Saturday I'd get up, blow those out first, blow them out around the house, and then pick them up. But when I did the lights on last week, and I was up there putting the lights around there, there was just a couple of spots, so I just picked them up by hand and took care of them that way. But yeah, that's good. Especially I know when I was doing my mother-in-law's house, the second story, so I would have to get up on the main roof and blow out the gutters, and then I'd have to take the 6-foot ladder and put it on the peak of the first story to get up onto the second story in order to get up there and clean the leaves out. So getting a little too old to do that stuff, so it'd be nice at least with the drone to get up and see if you really needed to get up on that second roof to check things out. That was a good idea. All right, last up on the list, NADUI, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom.